Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. As you consider your goals for this year, we invite you to take the next 7 minutes to consider one goal that God has for each one of us. Listen carefully as Caleb Reed portrays from Scripture the mark of your high call.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, where it is our privilege to have with us on the podcast once again, Caleb Reed, a student here at Baptist Theological Seminary, a former team member of mine, and a good friend. Caleb has just gotten back from Christmas break, and I'm sure what he's got in his heart will be a blessing to you all.
Well, like many of you, I had an opportunity to take a break during the Christmas time, and New Year's Eve, my pastor was preparing a message to give to our church, and he preached out of Philippians chapter 3, and a couple of the passages, phrases we know very well, verse 8, that I may win Christ, verse 10, that I may know Him. And he was really giving our church a challenge for this new year, not to make New Year's resolutions, but that our one resolution would be that I may know Him. And as my pastor was reading through these verses, he touched on verse 14, and the Holy Spirit just struck me personally with this thought, and I want to share that with you. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14 says this, as Paul is writing, he urges, he says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And as I was thinking about that verse, thinking about exercise, running a race, and I wouldn't consider myself a long endurance runner, although I do enjoy running, thinking about a long race, such as the idea of a marathon. And the idea here is that you have the end goal in mind and you are just pressing, you're following hard. Everything in you is trying to reach for that finish line. Now, that's an illustration we know quite well. But as I was thinking about this and the Holy Spirit was applying it to me, I want to also turn this over to you and ask you to consider, what does it mean to press toward the mark? You notice the article there, the mark, also the prize of the high calling. You know, there is only one mark. There's only one prize of the high calling. Now, for me, I'm a preacher. I'm training for the full-time ministry with the idea of evangelism, pursuing that. That's what I'm spending my summers doing. It's what I'm in school to do. It's what my whole desire is. It's what my life is focused around. And so in a very real sense, I have a mark I am pressing towards. But what about you? You may not believe that the Lord has called you to preach, and that's fine. But you know, you have a mark. You have a high calling, the mark, the high calling, and it's the same as mine. I'm a preacher. Maybe you're being called to something else, and that's fine. But you know, the mark is the same. The high calling is the same. If I can put it this way, runners are racing for the same finish line, though they are in different running gear. We are all needing, we must all be pursuing the same prize, the same high calling, and that is that I might win Christ, that I might know Him. So can I ask you, friend, are you pressing toward the mark? You may have a secular job. You may be in high school. You may be in college pursuing a secular career, and that's fine. But even you, just like me, have the same end goal in mind. We must both be pursuing, pressing toward the same exact mark. It is not different. It is not different. The prize and the high calling is not different because of your vocation. It's the same, that I may win Christ, that I may know Him. Just because you're a plumber or just because you're in high school and you're pursuing a culinary arts degree does not change the mark and the prize. It does not change the high calling. It's that I may win Christ, that I may know him, that I may lift him up, that the world would know that there is a Savior. Are you pursuing the one mark? Are you pursuing the one high calling? So as you've entered the new year, thinking of New Year's resolutions even, have you considered the mark, the high calling that God has for you, that you would win Christ, that you would know him, that you would show forth to the world his everlasting forgiveness, his love, his grace, the prize, the high calling?
Amen, Caleb. Thank you for that. You know what, young people? I trust every one of you here in this new year are pursuing the universal mark of knowing Jesus. And furthermore, I trust that each of you will not only pursue the mark that is common to all of us, but that you will also pursue the customized life purpose, the mark that is unique for every single one of us individually. Thank you, Caleb, so much for that. And thank you, young people, for joining us. Remember, the V Generation is a generation of young people who are totally surrendered to the will of God and totally dependent on his power to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the V Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining V Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.